From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An armed robbery late Tuesday night is under investigation just before 10 p.m. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office receiving a report of an armed robbery that had taken place at about 8 on the 50 block of Orchard Lane in Redway. According to a male victim, the robbery happened during a pot transaction with two men. The victim reportedly robbed at gunpoint, then struck in the head by one of the suspects. Suspect one described as a black male, 25 to 30, 6 feet 3, thin build, goatee, and dreadlocks. He was last seen wearing a white tank top and camouflage jacket. Also, suspect two, a black male about 20 to 30 years old, heavy build, with a fade-style haircut, last seen wearing blue sweats and a blue zip-up hoodie. People in need of a proper Thanksgiving meal have some options locally on Thursday. They'll be serving up food at the Arcata Veterans Hall as the Arcata House Partnership holds its third annual Harvest Feast. Service starts at 11:30 a.m. Thursday. In Fortuna, Thanksgiving meals will be served free of charge at the Fortuna Veterans Memorial Building on Main Street. The feast will be dished up there between 1 and 3 Thursday afternoon. Also, the St. Vincent de Paul Society has its yearly Thanksgiving dinner at 35 West 3rd in Eureka. Meals there Thursday will be served between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Well, since pot was decriminalized, growers have turned over more than $11 million to Humboldt County in excise taxes. The Redwood Times reports another $11.6 million has been billed but not collected. Next week, marking the end of the current billing cycle, in which growers satisfied $2 million in excise taxes but owe more than $6 million. California Department of Fish and Wildlife delaying the Northern California commercial Dungeness crab season. It's due to poor crab meat quality test results. The delay includes Fish and Game Districts 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's Mendocino, Humboldt, Del Norte counties. The Northern Dungeness crab fishery delayed until 12:01 a.m. on Sunday, December 16th, pending another round of tests to be done, tentatively December 1st. If those test results are indicating good quality, the fishery will open and be preceded by the 64-hour gear setting period that would happen no earlier than 8:01 a.m. on Thursday, December 13th. Green Diamond Resource Company finalizing the purchase of the Sproul Creek tract of timberlands from Boyle Forest. The tract located southwest of Garberville, it contains about 9,400 acres. Now, prior to the sale, Boyle Forest granted a conservation easement to the North Coast Regional Land Trust that will preclude any future subdivision or development on that property. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.